do a ballet, a rock band with an unusual name, a restaurant, and a silent auction have to do with each other? They're all coming soon to downtown Pocomoke City. This is Chris Rank. The first few weeks in February, in particular, are a flurry of activity, which residents hope will bring tourists and money. First out of the gate is the Delmarva Discovery Center. They're hosting a Winter Wonderland fundraiser gala on February 4th. In addition to food and drinks, there'll be live music and a live and silent auction. Brian Garrett, executive director of the Delmarva Discovery Center, highlights some of this year's auction items.
We have a fantastic Miles Hancock decoy for auction. We have a model boat by model boat builder John Ennis. It's a skipjack. It's quite gorgeous. Local art by Wally McCutchell, Nancy Richards West, Jenny Summers, and various other items. If they want to find out more, they can visit the DelmarvaDiscoveryCenter.org, go to the events tab, and there's a list of auction items there as well as more information about the event.
Just down the street from the Discovery Center, the historic Marva Theater, built in 1927, has been host to vaudeville performers, silent movies, plays, and more recently, the Delmarva's Got Talent competition. Now, for the very first time, the Marva is hosting a rock band, England's Scars on 45, on February 9th. Marva Theater manager Katie Fleming hopes to see more bands perform.
It's a new endeavor for us. It's going to present an awesome opportunity, and hopefully we're hoping to get a lot of support from the community, so maybe we can act as a venue in the future to bring in more live shows and hopefully bigger acts. We're the perfect venue for it. I mean, mid-shore. We've got Ocean City, but at the same time, the only place they can really go there is the center that they have, the Civic Center. But over here, I mean, we can pull them from Salisbury, Virginia, all over.
For a completely different type of event, the Ballet Theater of Maryland is also coming to the Marva on February 11th. Lisa Stant, Program Services Manager with the Worcester County Library System, has the details.
The production this year is a lot. This is the third year that the ballet has come to the Eastern Shore. The first year they did Beauty and the Beast, and last year they did Romeo and Juliet. Both of those productions were sold out, so we anticipate it being sold out again this year. They do love it. They love it, and they enjoy bringing it here to the Eastern Shore where, you know, the possibilities of seeing a professional ballet are much less.
And visitors to Pocomoke City will soon have another option for downtown fun. A new waterfront 120-seat restaurant is currently under construction. City Manager Russell Blake explains that the type of restaurant it will be is still to be determined.
The city is in the process of requesting proposals from restaurateurs to operate and manage the restaurant under a lease agreement. And we have issued an RFP, a request for proposals, and it's been published in the local papers. But basically, we are looking for someone with experience in operating a restaurant and somebody who has a certain vision, a certain understanding of the markets. And as to what the type of restaurant it will be, we aren't going to try to predict that. We aren't going to stipulate what type of food or what type of service it would be. But the point of the project is to attract visitors to the downtown, to create jobs, and to help bolster the economy of the downtown. So with that said, we're looking for a restaurant that will attract people at all ages and different groups, and that would be open for lunches and dinners and help to stimulate our local downtown economy and also to support the Discovery Center and other nonprofit attractions that we have in the downtown area now.
With the new restaurant to be open in May, Russ Blake says Pocomoke City has the potential to become a must-stop tourist destination.
Our town was named in last fall by the Baltimore Sun as one of their 10 favorite, or I think 10 coolest small towns under 10,000 population in Maryland. So we are hoping to build on the successes we've already had with the Discovery Center, the Marva Theater, the one-room schoolhouse, and the Causton House Museum, plus the fact that we have a tour boat here that takes people on tours of the Pocomoke River, and we have a fantastic nature trail that starts right near the Discovery Center and goes through the park. So we have a lot of attractions, and we're now hoping to finish the last piece of the puzzle with a nice restaurant for to attract even more people here.
I'm Chris Rank for Delmarva Public Radio.